Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Early results from Russia's presidential election show President Vladimir Putin winning with 88% of the vote. His victory was all but guaranteed. At the same time, Putin is claiming that he had agreed to a prisoner swap involving imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny before he died. Former Vice President Mike Pence argues that it must be voters who make the final decision about Donald Trump in the U.S. While Pence has refused to endorse his former boss, and while he hopes all January 6th criminals are held accountable, Pence stops short of calling Trump criminally liable for what happened that day.
The people that ransacked the Capitol need to be held to the fullest account of the law. I believe that they are. But the judgment about the president's efforts that day, I think, can be left to the American people.
Pence spoke on CBS's Face the Nation Sunday. He said he does not believe Trump should be calling January 6th rioters hostages. North Korea is firing more missiles over the sea. South Korea's military says a missile was fired early Monday local time. The Concorde is coming back to its home in the New York City Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum. This after a six-month restoration.
Well, it's a beautiful plane. It looks much bigger than I remember.
The plane was used to carry passengers from New York to London at supersonic speed. The trip would usually take about 3 hours as opposed to 8 on a regular transatlantic flight. Tickets to fly on the French-made aircraft cost about 10 grand back in the 1990s. The Concorde aircraft was retired in 2003. Current leaders at the West Point Military Academy believe duty, honor, country is more of a motto than a mission statement, so they are making a change. From now on, the West Point mission statement will read simply, Army Values. It's a noted effort toward more inclusivity. This is USA News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The death of Nex Benedict on February 8th in Oklahoma is triggering a wave of outrage and concern, particularly within the LGBTQ community. The Oklahoma teenager was involved in an altercation in their high school bathroom, and authorities have confirmed the teen passed away the following day due to an overdose, which was ruled a suicide by the medical examiner. The White House moving to eradicate junk fees for college students and borrowers of student loans. USA's John Schaefer.
As outlined in the president's 2025 budget proposal, the administration aims to eliminate student loan origination fees, which are a percentage of the loan amount designated as a processing fee. Additionally, the plan seeks to address college banking fees and automatic charges for textbooks.
The Mega Millions jackpot getting close to $1 billion. Lottery officials said no tickets matched all six numbers drawn Friday night, so the grand prize jumps to an estimated $875 million for the Mega Millions Tuesday drawing this week. Meanwhile, the Powerball jackpot, set for a drawing Monday night, is now over $600 million. In Kung Fu Panda 4, edging out Dune Part 2 by less than $1 million for the top spot in this weekend's box office, Kung Fu Panda 4 took in an estimated $30 million in its second week in theaters. Dune Part 2 brought home $29.1 million in its third week. The Mark Wahlberg film Arthur the King opened in third place with $7.5 million. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, along with James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst. Hey, Mr. James, how we doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you, Mr. Bill?
Well, after the Oscars, I'll tell you, John Cena is making all the male figures go to the gym. Dare we ever have a chance to go and walk naked onto a international stage to present, the best costumes?
Yeah, I don't know if that was worse or having Slash playing with Ryan Gosling dressed up as Ken in the bunch of pink suits. John Cena, yes, some people are going to run to the gym. Other people are going to run to their doctor to get injections. Because that looked like a steroid-induced body to me. But
well,
in
no
any
doubt.
Case, the sad thing, is that I haven't seen the overnights, but I'm sure they're another record low in terms of the ratings. Although the one difference this year is there actually were a couple of films whose cast showed up that were actually popular and people had heard of, and that was Oppenheimer and Barbie, which were really the only big box office films of last year. But sadly, there's this overhang in Hollywood. People don't even realize this, but there's these DEI rules, diversity,
yes,
equity, inclusion rules, that were actually, they came up with years ago, but they just went into effect for this year's nominations for Best Picture. And they're a complicated set of multi-prong rules. And, the studios have been finding loopholes. I mean, obviously, Oppenheimer qualified, even though it basically has a predominantly white cast. It doesn't have a lot of minorities, which it shouldn't because it's Oppenheimer,
Right.
And it's a historical movie. But Hollywood's gone nuts. There's a new kind of remake of Shogun. Shogun takes place in 17th century Japan, which is an isolated island at the time. And one of the trades asks, why aren't there more blacks cast in Shogun? What? So it's like, but in any case, it's hard to describe to people what's happened, but I wrote a piece inspired by the DEI-laced Oscars, to answer a question I'm always asked, because I've been covering the entertainment business. I'm in the entertainment business. Mm-hmm. when did this happen?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, people look back and they see you have the golden era of Hollywood. The founding fathers of Hollywood were patriots. The original kind of golden age movie stars that were really stars, they all wanted to serve the country. They were all part of the greatest generation. They were patriots. And in most cases, not all cases, but they believed in God and they believed in religious tradition. And
so much so, James, that the artists themselves had to sign a moral clause, did they not?
Oh, absolutely. It was in the contract.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the interesting thing. It was a slow devolution with a climactic kind of catalyst that happened. Because when we look back at Hollywood, it kind of started back in the 1920s, and there were lots of little scandals that occurred, and there were people becoming concerned. Basically, the entire country's source of entertainment was going to the movie theater, particularly on the weekends, and they were concerned that the Hollywood studios, as there were rumors of various scandals, would have content that was inappropriate. So Hollywood was worried because people were protesting in Washington. This sounds a lot like high tech.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
The studios wanted basically to not have government regulate them. So they said, you know, the best way to stop government from doing that, we're going to regulate ourselves. So they got a guy who was in the cabinet, a guy named Will Hayes. They said, hey, why don't you devise a production code for us, and then we'll have our studios comply, and that way we'll head off the government. And so this guy Hayes put together a code. It was called the Hayes Code, known that after his name. And that is why, for example, people are shocked to watch reruns of I Love Lucy back from the 1950s, and they see that Lucy and Desi had twin beds whenever they were in their bedroom.
Exactly. Exactly.
And there were rules. So that was part of the Hayes Code. The Hayes Code stayed away from any explicit references to sexuality. It was it had lots of rules involving crime shows and whether or not details.
Well, and rules for Elvis, right? You couldn't shoot below his belt.
Rules, yes, yeah, special rules for Elvis. So how did they go from the Hayes Code to today's world? Two events occurred. Really, they were cataclysmic for Hollywood. They still hang over Hollywood. When we look at what Hollywood used to be, it was called the studio system. It was top-down system. You mentioned the morals clause in a contract. There were five. They were called the Big Five. There were five big studios that controlled the output of content, and they also controlled the movie theaters, the exhibitions. So they controlled the production, the distribution, the exhibiting of film, in the theaters. And so what happened is there was an antitrust suit started like years before. But then in the late 40s, a decision came down, antitrust, hey, the studios, you can't own all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can't own the means of production and the theaters at the same time. The studio system was virtually destroyed from that. And then the other cataclysmic event was the so-called Hollywood blacklist.
Right.
The blacklist, which was a committee in Congress started to investigate legitimately claims that communists, hard-carrying communists, were also writing screenplays and moving and putting and inserting messages that were communist-friendly messages. And that was true. It wasn't false. It was true. And we had a lot of big names at the time go in and testify. And, you know,
James, we got to go to break. But real quick, it's interesting that that was then. And now, instead of having communists, well, they're still communists. We have the communist Chinese influencing the screenplays and what's on the big screen. Anyway, we got to go to break. We've got more from James Hurston after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save. Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst, continues with us. James, as you were saying before the break here, that another key element that altered the mindset of what was going on in Hollywood was the Hollywood blacklist, communist writing screenplays. I mean, we've gone from that to now it's just overt. It doesn't matter. It's just who has the most money gets to control what's on the big screen, it seems, these days.
No. It's absolutely empirically proven over and over again. Hollywood, one of the things that happened is China became the largest market for entertainment in the world. It surpassed the United States. And so even though it's a smaller percentage of profit over there, there's a quota system. And, of course, we all know the idea that individual companies in China control their destiny is an illusion. All the companies that exist in communist China are controlled by the CCP, the Communist Party, and ultimately by Xi Jinping. And so a very good example of what you're talking about, and you know this example, it's probably the most flagrant in recent times, was this wonderful movie, Red Dawn, is a fun movie that people saw, American people fighting a communist invasion. It was teenagers fighting. And they wanted to remake it. Well, they did. They remade the movie, but they finished the movie. They finished the screenplay. They finished shooting. They were in the final editing stages. And somebody, I guess, did a screening for some Chinese officials. And they said, no, we don't like this movie because Chinese were the bad guys.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're not going to show it. And so they scrambled. And they reshot scenes, they used CGI, they changed the story, and I'm sure the original was better, because when you have that kind of scrambling, it hurts the film, it hurts the project. But they made North Korea the bad guys, and apparently that was acceptable to China. And this kind of thing is happening now with these streaming movies. And one of the things that Hollywood is afraid of, Hollywood's always looking for fresh cash. They're always looking for new investors. And we already know now China's been investing. They have ownership interests in studios, production companies, and projects. And so in an effort not to have that source of cash dry up, just like we see in other businesses, they, no pun intended, they kowtow to, the Chinese. And so, yes. And the other thing is the blacklist still exists, of course, but it's a blacklist not of people
of communists
who have been named names.
Right.
You kick hard communists. It's a blacklist of MAGA Republicans.
Exactly. Right. Conservatives. Those doggone Christians. Yeah. Those gun-toting, Bible-toting knuckleheads. Yeah, exactly.
You know, guys like Antonio Sabato Jr., who was forced out of the business, who had to leave the state, come to your state. And just recently, Sylvester Stallone moved out of California. And it's just, there's a whole host. James Woods said his phone completely stopped ringing after he got active. It's a risk that people take. They have to be very powerful. John Voight is so talented, he's being able to overcome it. But there's clearly a blacklist. I mean, I know personally my experience where I've had professionals that I was working with, and they found out my political beliefs, and they said, hey, I can't work with you anymore. Part of the reason they do that is because they're afraid. They're afraid of being tainted. They're afraid of their own potential for being blacklisted. And you could see it. You see it every award ceremony, but you could see it at the Oscars. Jimmy Kimmel couldn't help himself. I was thinking, he's showing a little bit of class this year. But
No.
He had to end the show with a cheap shot at Donald Trump's expense, a past president. And there's no past president who would ever be treated like that. But he got a big laugh from the crowd, a big perfunctory laugh. Mm-hmm.
But well, that secures his invitation to the local, you know, cocktail, the, you know, leftist cocktail parties, man. You know, that's what he has to do, you know, so he's still one of the boys, right?
Yeah, he's still one of the boys, of course. And this blacklist era that I was talking about, it's like a black cloud of grudge that hangs over Hollywood. It's been blown up. They've been so obsessed with this in Hollywood. If you want to get a film greenlighted, write a story about the blacklist era that's favorable to the left, and bang, it's greenlighted. Yeah. We had Woody Allen's The Front. We had Good Night and Good Luck, Guilty by Suspicion, The Majestic, two films about Dalton Trumbo, a blacklisted writer. And the interesting thing is they always demonize Senator Joseph McCarthy and tie him, conflate him with the Hollywood blacklist, which he had absolutely zero to do with it. He was a senator. It was the House committee that was investigating communism in Hollywood. Senator McCarthy was looking at communism that was in the administration, and he turned out to be, at least in many respects, correct, that there were, in fact, card-carrying communists at high, high levels in FDR's administration. Mm-hmm. And they've always been infiltrating our country, but you're right, today's infiltration no longer comes, because there is no longer a Soviet Union, but comes strongly from communist China, and we see these ties, unholy ties, to people in the highest levels of office, of course, in this regime, particularly with communist company.
And Trevor Loudon, James, has documented the number of card-carrying Democrat socialists. I mean, to the degree now that they call themselves Democrat socialists. Before, they didn't want to talk about any communist ties or socialistic ties or anything. But now they're overt about it. This is what it's all about. So you sit there and go, wait a minute, how can you be a Democratic socialist and put your hand on the Bible or, you know, something, you know, and vow to protect our, you know, and defend our Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
No, and just as important, people are not educated on the economics of so-called democratic socialism, which, by the way, countries that embrace that are running away from it now, like Sweden.
Exactly.
Because it's a scam. Ultimately, it's a scam. Socialism is a Ponzi scheme. It's unsustainable. And communism is a scam to create a tyranny with a facade of virtue over the tyranny.
Exactly.
But that's exactly what, unfortunately, young people don't even understand, unless they're young people from Cuba, Venezuela, or from Vietnam. American young people don't understand the incredible evil of communism and the incredible slaughter of human life that has taken place under those regimes.
Look, we got to leave it there. To be continued. He's the New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst, the one and only No Baloney, James Herson. Thank you, sir. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances,
heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News Update. Early results from Russia's presidential election showed President Vladimir Putin has won with 88% of the vote. His victory was all but guaranteed, with no real challengers to his re-election and his iron grip on the political system inside Russia. It means Putin's war against Ukraine will continue. One former top U.S. politician says she's worried former President Trump might hand key intel over to U.S. adversaries like Russia once he begins receiving classified materials as the presumptive Republican nominee.
Hopefully those advising him would say, don't share this with the Russian foreign minister, as he did in the Oval Office.
Former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on with CNN's State of the Union Sunday. Of course, Trump's already facing federal criminal charges for allegedly keeping classified documents from U.S. government record keepers who wanted them back. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and Al Parada joins us. He snuck out of a meeting. We were supposed to talk earlier, which was my error, and I'll do apologies to everybody involved, Al. I apologize that I messed up here, but thank you for being available.
Oh, no, no problem. Getting me out of a meeting. Thank you. I don't have to run anymore. People who follow the stream know we have a new editor-in-chief, so I don't have to run meetings anymore. So I can... So, great.
So you can sneak out and get a hall pass, even when Bill Martinez messes up and forgets to call you in time so that we could do this earlier. I'll tell you, we believe in transparency here, ladies and gentlemen. This is what this is all about. Al Parada, of course, the managing editor. Are you still the managing editor of Stream?
On paper, yeah.
Okay. All right.
New world. Big world. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, some good things are happening there at the stream, and we can talk about that later. But right now, I wanted to address one of your articles. You know, Liz Cheney just dying to be relevant, can't help herself. And it's amazing, all under the shroud of this January 6th committee that is just such a ruse that, like anything that has to do and that is associated with January the 6th, I mean, it's just all loaded with a bunch of manure, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yes. And yesterday, the committee that's looking into the J6 committee released a preliminary report. It's just madness what went on. Mm-hmm. It's not that we know that it was all the whole J6 committee was designed just to get Trump.
Right.
No interest in finding what really happened.
But well, because they had a designed narrative. I mean, this thing was a setup, and others who are near and dear to it, you know, people involved with the Capitol Police. I mean, these guys are professionals. They know a setup when they see it, and when you start to break it down, Al, it's clear that Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic Party apparatchik, and the geniuses over there saw this thing coming. I mean, weeks ahead of time. And they set a trap, and it's a shame that innocent patriots, American citizens who went there, exercising their civic duty, get caught in this trap, and too many of them are in jail on ICE without due process, all because of this trap that was executed by Nancy Pelosi and everybody involved. And sadly, Liz Cheney doesn't even have the, I don't know if you want to call it the intestinal fortitude or the courage to be able to, see this lie for what it is. I'm disappointed, frankly.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what? I mean, yeah, she has some game, and I don't know what happened to her, man. I mean, she's acting like a stalker. Mm-hmm. Like, some woman just mad. Like, a nice lady who ends up being a murderer at the end of some, like, mystery.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, she buried exculpatory evidence.
Yes.
That's come out. She had people who were saying Donald Trump wanted 10,000 National Guard there. You know, they were in the room when he said it.
Yeah, right.
And yet, he buries that evidence, and then turns around and says there's no evidence that Trump wanted that. Exculpatory evidence.
The thing is also that's disingenuous, Al, is the mainstream media and, you know, all these other talking heads and, you know, part of the Democratic News Network and that, they have redesigned the narrative in such a way to say that, you know, Donald Trump, didn't call in the National Guard. It wasn't Donald Trump's responsibility to call in. He authorized the National Guard to be called in. It was the onus was on Muriel Bowser and Nancy Pelosi to call in the National Guard, but they refused because of optics. And now this revised narrative. See, this is what's always happening with the Democrats in this whole situation, is the longer this thing goes on and stays out of the realm of the truth and facts, then opinion rules, and they just redesign a narrative that somehow fits their pistola, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you can't have Trump ordering that, or even suggest National Guard, because then you'd have an insurrectionist lining up a military force to stop his own insurrection.
Right.
I mean, that would be way too ridiculous even for MSNBC viewers. So that they had to try to bury that, and it's like you said, there are people in jail because of this stunt and because of this trap, and we still don't know how much, you know, how many federal agents were involved in this, how much were Antifa people, agents provocateur, used, which we think would be a pretty big thing you want to know. No interest.
Yeah.
That committee had no interest in that.
And right. Well, and then on top of that, Al, on top of that, they do a Hillary Clinton, and they wipe out all the evidence. And they were told by the incoming leadership, the Republican Party, when they took over, they told the chairman, save all the material. We want to keep that, you know, and, you know, for reference. And what did they do? They destroyed all the evidence.
Yeah.
All the work that the people had paid for, millions of dollars that were paid in taxpayer money, they had the audacity to, to destroy the evidence.
Yeah. Yeah, easiest thing in the world, to hand everything over. They handed over half, apparently, and they encrypted files. They deleted files. Now, good news is the people from Barry Loudermilk's committee, these are smart people. They got forensic people on it right away, knowing that this was going to happen, because, you know, they know these rats.
Yeah, right.
And they were a lot of it. And they're still trying to get some information. These people are hanging over. Why? I thought it was all about truth. What? It's all about truth. No. Not.
No. Well, see, they know. See, Al, this is the problem. See, they know big government, the way it operates. They can run the clock on it. They're hoping for new management to come around, and this stuff will just go away. And, you know, it's just like Joe Biden and all the shell companies. There's a reason he had 20 shell companies, because it would be, they would be hard-pressed to track it all down. That by the time they did, you know, you'd be a decade or two down the road and finally realize that, yeah, in fact, the guy's a cheater. He stole. He sold his office for money. And whether he, you know, whether or not he's persecutable or prosecutable because of his failing mental capacity, his mental capacity was not failing when he worked out these quid pro quo deals with, you know, with China or Russia or whoever else he did, right?
Yeah, I mean, and that's the sad thing in that situation is there's nobody in Washington who doesn't know this. This is not anything new with Joe Biden. I mean, there've been like, stories about Biden Inc. going back years and years and years about how the scam that his brothers was not earlier it would have been his brother more, but that they would be running. I mean, you can name a place Joe Biden has set his foot internationally where somebody who's standing has turned out the benefit. Iraq rebuilding.
Right.
there's one of his brothers that, you know, suddenly got becomes vice president of some company that had nothing to know much about rebuilding, and all of a sudden they're getting billions and millions and billions in contracts to do some rebuilding in Iraq.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing coincidences.
Yeah, it's all the coin of the realm, you know, Al. You know, they're not fooling anybody, but at some point the American people are going to, you know, just say enough's enough. I mean, look at the latest deal on Kamala Harris. She comes in as vice president, supposedly worth, I don't know, $3 million, okay? Now she's worth 12, 13 million in 3.5 years. What kind of side hustle is going on here? What kind of deal does she have? What's her salary? Her salary is what, a little over $200,000 a year, right?
Something like that, yeah.
And she leverages that to now $12 million. Her and the first husband or second husband or whatever title he has.
Yeah, one thing she did right is make money in the job, I guess.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine2bar. Vine2bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Everybody in America knows January the 6th is January the 6th. Joe Biden calls it July the 6th. I mean, July, it's one of those J months, so what does it matter? In his Al Prada was reporting, Liz Cheney, I don't know. You know, this is what drives us all nuts, Al, is that when somebody does something as egregious as bearing evidence and doing all this stuff and they live another day, it's like, wait a minute, just go. You know, don't waste my time anymore. I don't want anything to do with you. You have violated trust. And, and something like this is to me, is unforgivable. And I would say that whether you're a Democrat or Republican, because I don't care about parties. I care about the country. Go ahead.
I mean, the other story that they just disproved was this fiction about Donald Trump lunging for the wheel of the beast because he wanted to go to the Capitol. Well, yeah, the drivers say that didn't happen. And somehow that just did not quite make it into the report.
Yeah.
But no, the story from the aide who had heard the story about the lunging, that's all over the news. That's
Of course. The Trump derangement syndrome is true, right? I mean, people have rewired their brains in such a way to hate Donald Trump. That's why, you know, a couple of years ago, I wrote the commentary, Al, you know, who told you to hate Donald Trump? Because that's what it's come down to, is people have been told, you know, regardless of the policies and all the good things that he did on behalf of the country. I mean, here's a guy he washes out 50% of his company. How many billions of dollars did he set aside in order to serve the country as the president of the United States? And for all intent and purposes, I didn't see... Where there was carpet bagging that was taking place, or where he came in like these traditional politicians who come in half broke and end up gazillionaires. He turned over his salary every month. Okay, he did not take one dime, of his salary during the 4 years as president of the United States, and did everything he could to make us energy independent, secure our border, give us proper standing. He regained our standing on the international stage after all the destruction that Barack Obama, the one-man wrecking crew, had done.
Yeah.
Right?
It's amazing, especially when you consider it's the same guy they used to love.
Yeah.
Donald Trump really hasn't changed over the years. You know, it's not the same guy they blast for being tweets. The same guy they used to have come on their talk shows all the time.
Exactly.
And, you know, fawn over and have other TV shows. And pardon your, not the parties, but the idea to hang out with. That's part of the weird thing. It's the same guy. So where did this syndrome come from? Where you have people ranting and raving for normally, like, might be rational people. We all have friends in our lives. We're rational people 99.9% of the time, but if it involves Trump, they turn, they sound like Robert De Niro.
They go, you know? Yeah, they go rabid. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
weird.
You know, wouldn't that be fun? I mean, not really, but to, you know, go have coffee with Robert De Niro. I couldn't handle him. I don't think for more than maybe a minute. You know, it just, you're hard pressed. I mean, because all you're going to do is sit there and say, okay, tell me how smart you are, Robert. You know, and I'm just going to listen here. I'm going to sit at your feet like some willful minion and just, you know, take in your brilliance.
Yeah. I mean, how does a guy who played Don Corleone and has spent years playing all these, like, murderers and bugs and bad guys, like, he couldn't even play Trump because there's no an ounce of redemption within him. There's nothing in him redeeming. Trump's going to come after Robert De Niro. I mean, imagine Trump, you're like, you know, where do I go for Robert De Niro to get back? Why am I going to waste my time? I got to deal with, you know, terrorists and the Chinese and Iran and the whole thing. I'm going to be worried about some old actor.
Yeah. I'm going to go deal with Kim Jong Un. You know, the hermit kingdom king. You know, there in North Korea. It would probably be more redeeming.
Yeah, the worst Trump's going to do is say that his last movie stunk. I mean, that's not what he's going to get out of Trump or something like that. Or, you know, it's going to be baffling if you're Trump as well, because, again, these are people who all hung out with him, a lot of these people.
Yeah.
You know, but it is sad. It is really sad because it hurts the country, and it hurts relationships when you have people in your life who will simply want nothing to do with you because you might support Trump.
Yeah,
how
exactly.
Is that helping anybody?
No. Yeah.
I say it all the time. A college girlfriend never used to get mad at me when I deserved to be, for her to be mad at me, but now she's mad at me. That's weird. Not only did you to get mad at me before, you didn't, and now you're mad at me because of this guy? Come on, that's a derangement.
Yeah. And, well, it is, and the thing is about any kind of derangement, once you give place to it, it's amazing. Yeah. It's like yeast. It just infects everything.
Yeah.
It's like the Democratic Party. I mean, Joe Biden has a moment of clarity and honesty. I don't know what happened. Maybe the medication hit the right synapse. I'm not sure. But he refers to an illegal immigrant as an illegal immigrant. And my God, you know, all of a sudden we're spending 2.5 days in redefining what an illegal immigrant is.
Yeah. And again, that is one of those ones that's baffling. And his response was baffling. Next day, he sort of, you know, he shouldn't be here, which is his way of bumbling through that. The next time, he's expressing regret for doing it. But then the next day, the White House is saying, well, no, he didn't apologize. Why? Again, this is kind of a small thing, but that's what they're doing, dealing with everything, including the major issues that affect our, you know, our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, global matter. I mean,
yeah. Well, and then he tried to offer some kind of moral equivalency of some sort in suggesting that, you know, we've got other, you know, college students or other women that are getting killed at the hands of American citizens or something. I mean, he's so convoluted the whole situation and it turned it into a humongous mess for his handlers at the White House. They didn't even know what to do with it, right?
Well, which is weird. I know there's some people prepared him to deal with the Lake and Wiley thing. The student, you know, the state of the
except they didn't tell him how to pronounce her name. Other than that,
they missed that part. But they still blew it. Yeah. And this other speech, the media thought was so great.
Right.
Anybody watching knew that would be the moment that would be the.
And that's the contrast, Al. I mean, look at Robert Herr says the guy is mentally deficient. Special prosecutor says this guy's a basket case, and we're going, and he's the president of the United States with the nuclear codes. So one minute he's that, and then the next minute, you know, Jamie Raskin and Nancy Pelosi, oh my goodness, he's so spirited, he's energetic, he's awesome, you know, kind of deal. It's like, wait, well, who is he? Is he this, you know, this mentally deficient, you know, basket case, or is he this energetic, you know, spirited individual that's ready to kick Trump's butt and take names, you know?
Yeah. And of course, now they're trying to adopt a little bit more of the, embrace the old thing. There's just trouble. Because again, he comes out, like you said, on Thursday night, January 6th was the worst, most dangerous threat to democracy since the Civil War. January 6th, and print that on your brain, he's January 6th. And the next day, he's calling it July the 6th.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there was, you know, the most wicked day in our history. You can't remember the date of it anymore. You're messing that one up?
Right.
Come on. Let's get, you know, this is just.
Right. And of course, anytime you talk, you know, there's the issue of a loved one, then he has to bring up the fact that he's lost children too. You know, it's like, stop with it. But that's his knee-jerk reaction, and it's telling. And people, you know, if you buy into the narrative that's presented by the media, you think Joe Biden is a certain way. But when you really listen to Joe Biden, I mean, he'll tell you what he's about. You just have to listen and pay attention. That's why Donald Trump, when he made a big mistake during the debate, and you and I talked about this before, is Donald Trump was too quick to respond. He needed to just give Joe the floor, let him go and talk himself, you know, to the gallows. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's what Trump has to do this time, because if Trump is the nice one of the two during the campaign, he wins in a landslide. Because the only thing they have is this idea of Trump's being mean, the personality. People love the policies, they don't like the personality. Well, if he sits there and goes, you know, in the face of, you know, Biden calling him all sorts of names, and just sits there and, like, looks at the camera and goes, what's up with this guy? He's got the election in the bag.
Yeah.
that's what has to be his attitude. What's with this guy?
Right. Well, yeah, and that's even if he gets a chance to debate, because there's been suggestions, hardly so, that there would not be a debate taking place, which I think creates all kinds of problems, because you know you're running for president of the United States. You need to tell the world what you're about, and in front of millions of people, not 12 people that come to one of your campaign rallies, right?
Oh, it's the American people. And again, to your point before, Biden is selfish. He's only thinking about himself.
Sadly so. Well, he's the managing editor of Stream.org. Al Parada has been our guest. Al, thank you, buddy. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
You out.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You know someone with a drug.